USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal appeals court cleared the way for the United States government to forbid Central American immigrants from seeking asylum at the two busiest stretches of the southern border, a partial legal victory for the Trump administration. The ruling from the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals allows President Donald Trump to enforce the policy in New Mexico and Texas, rejecting asylum seekers who cross the border from Mexico in either state. Under the ruling, U.S. District Court John Tiger's July 24th order stopping the policy would apply only in California and Arizona, which are covered by the Ninth Circuit Court. The two busiest areas for unauthorized border crossings are South Texas's Rio Grande Valley and the region around El Paso, Texas, which includes New Mexico. Nearly 50,000 people crossed in July without permission in those two regions, according to the U.S. Border Patrol. So you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Early this morning, authorities arrested the leader of a right-wing group on the day of a rally that's expected to draw people from around the U.S. to Portland, Oregon, making Patriots prayers, Joey Gibson, to urge his followers to show up 100-fold in response. Self-described anti-fascists have vowed to confront the right-wing groups, and the arrest of Gibson and five other right-wing supporters appeared to be intended to send a signal from police to organizers to remain peaceful or stay away. But Lieutenant Tina Jones said police are politically neutral.
Law enforcement personnel's role is to protect and serve the public, and this is done neutrally and in accordance with the Constitution, federal, state, and local laws.
Authorities ask residents not to call 911 unless it's a life-threatening emergency and to stay away from the heart of downtown throughout the day. Some city streets were already closed, and a major bridge connecting the east and west sides of Portland closed early in the morning. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A federal appeals court on Friday narrowed the injunction on President Trump's asylum ban. The injunction, issued in mid-July, would have barred immigrants from seeking asylum if they passed through another nation first without seeking protection. On July 24th, the judge said it was inconsistent with existing asylum laws. Now, the administration has scored a partial win as the federal appeals court has narrowed the nationwide injunction to the Ninth Circuit, encompassing district courts in border states of Arizona and California, clearing a path for the asylum ban to be imposed along the border in New Mexico and Texas. The three-judge panel was split 2-1, with Republican appointees in favor of narrowing the scope. The American Civil Liberties Union has argued that the ban should be blocked completely because it conflicts with federal asylum laws. The ACLU says they will continue fighting to end the ban entirely. Actor Peter Fonda, son of Henry Fonda and brother to Jane Fonda, has died. He wrote and starred in the famous movie Easy Rider.
Dude means nice guy. Dude means a regular sort of person.
Well, you boys don't look like you're from this part of the country. You're lucky I'm here to see that you don't get in anything.
Anything?
According to his family, Fonda died at his home in Los Angeles after a battle with lung cancer. He was 79. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.